This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Today, Governor-elect Brian Kemp will, for the first time, address lawmakers in a major speech at a conference in Athens. But some legislators aren't so ready to accept Kemp as Georgia's next governor. In a symbolic protest, State Representative Renita Shannon of Decatur, who is also a member of the legislators' Black Caucus, is part of a small group of lawmakers who will boycott today's speech. I spoke with her from Athens earlier about her decision.
I decided to boycott the governor-elect's first address to legislators because of the campaign that Brian Kemp ran. He ran a campaign of hate against at least half of Georgia, targeting voters of color, of which the majority are Black, immigrants, women, and the LGBTQ community. And so for me, the campaigns that some conservatives are running nowadays are not just based on political differences. They are campaigns targeting communities, is essentially what these campaigns are boiling down to. And so, you know, for me, political differences are things like, you know, the best ways to expand transportation. That's something you can have a difference of opinion on. But these campaigns that some conservatives are running, like the one Brian Kemp ran, you know, you're talking about whether or not we should make it harder for some communities to vote, or where he talked about rounding up immigrants in his personal truck. To me, I know that these are not just, you know, political differences. These are campaigns based on targeting whole communities. And so running these racist, hateful campaigns and then just calling it political differences allows people to feel comfortable, you know, in what they're doing, these candidates, and I'm ripping the warm covers off.
Last week, Brian Kemp, the governor-elect, walked across the street to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' office to meet with her to talk. And I'm wondering, what do you make of a move like that? Do you think that that was him trying to throw out an olive branch?
I believe that he wanted to extend an olive branch to Mayor Bottoms, who is a Black woman that he can't be successful without. So that's the interesting part, is that you run this campaign targeting different communities, but everyone knows that we need all of Georgia in order for Georgia to continue its economic development and to be a successful state. It just doesn't make sense to run these kinds of campaigns. I'm sure she saw everything that he said in his campaign. I know she did. These campaigns are an embarrassment to the state, and they're just terrible.
What does he need to do, you think, to bring Georgia together, or is that possible?
I don't know what he could do, because, and that's the point that I'm making with these campaigns. Once you have gone out so far and you have campaigned with well-known white supremacists who have called for violence against minorities, and you have used these tactics in your campaign, you know, it's like we've all been told before, when somebody shows you who they are, you believe them. I mean, I think that's an interesting question for him. How can you now try to be the governor of the entire state when you have targeted so many communities? And like I said, the communities that he targeted, when you put them all together, that's at least half of Georgia, if not more. Some of the folks in the communities that I listed that he targeted are not openly identifying, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. And so, you know, to me, it'll be very interesting. But for me, it's the accountability piece that has me riled up, which is the part about these conservatives running these campaigns and then just summing it up to political differences, which it's not. These are campaigns of hate, and then just expecting everything to go back to normal after, when now all of these communities have to live with the impact of what you have said while campaigning.
Mm. So you're going to boycott this speech, and I'm wondering, are other people going to join you?
Yes, there have been other reps who saw what I said on Twitter and Facebook about boycotting the speech, and they do support. They are not as vocal as I am, but, you know, they've acknowledged and said the same, that, you know, it is truly atrocious, the campaign that he ran, and it's really difficult to see how you can move forward based on what he's done.
Now, historically, the Black Caucus hasn't had a lot of strength in a Republican-dominated legislature. But is there a shift happening? Is there a Never Kemp movement happening, and is there a shift, you think?
I hope that there will be a shift. I think you always have to fight for your values. And when you don't stand up for what is right, then you have no chance of seeing the values that you care about advance. And so that's why I'm doing this boycott. And so I hope that there will be a shift within the caucus to, you know, really take on these issues that, like I said, are targeting voters that we represent.
Renita Shannon is the Democratic State Representative for Decatur. And Representative Shannon mentioned Kemp appearing with white supremacists. Well, during the campaign season, Kemp posed for a picture with a man who was identified as a white supremacist by the name of Jim Stachowiak. He rants on YouTube about killing Black Lives Matter protesters, among other things. At the time he posed for a picture with Kemp, he was wearing an anti-Islam shirt. In response, Kemp has said that he doesn't share what he calls the extremist views of the man in the picture. We'll follow Kemp's speech and bring you information about it on Political Rewind this afternoon at 2 o'clock and later on All Things Considered, right here on 88.5 GPB Atlanta.